you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Earlier today, we had a very interesting conversation with a Zinc's cohort member, Debra. Debra's boyfriend came along to hang out after work. And turns out he actually has a really cool job. He comes up with ideas for TV series and pitches them in PowerPoint format. So it's really an exercise of evoking sort of vision, right? And some of his shows have become huge hits. But it sounds like the ideas that he pitched as a junior person back in the day, he wouldn't be able to claim any copyright fees. But at a later stage, when he was more senior, then there will be ongoing copyright share for him. Just a little fact, I guess, what I heard. I was like, I think out of all these crazy conversations we've had, one thing that really made me think is when on the topic of obesity comes up. What does it mean to be fat? Why is the society not kind to fat people in some ways? The fitness and diet industry in the US alone is about $6 billion. In many ways, a failed industry. It's not really effectively successfully helping many people. Debra also shared a story about fat watchers or weight watchers. I think that's the name of this almost like AA group for people who want to lose weight, and it seems even though during the group time someone might be successful in losing weight, the moment the person leaves, they tend to get the weight back and just keeps on going back to Weight Watchers. As a business model, it's great to have a return customer, but for the person, you're not helping them really. And she talks about how if you were to use the reverse psychology on someone, tell them, be harsh to them, tell them, oh, you know, if you continue like this, you can't even fit into a flight seat, blah blah. It's actually gonna freeze the person. To make sense, there will be inaction. Yeah, the key, it might freeze someone. Inaction is the least desired behavior. But yeah, I think it's important to not make assumptions if you are not personally the target audience. Even when you are the target audience, it's better to talk to more people and understand their stories more, so you just have more data points. It makes you more sure of what you are experiencing too. I guess that's really the key thing I want to share for today. Anyways, hope you had a wonderful Friday, and as always, appreciate your effort and progress. Hi Bernice, I just realized because I almost passed out, I didn't really finish my train of thought. So I mentioned that the fitness and diet industry is really helping people with the Weight Watchers group. And the key thing is to understand that some people's natural weight is a little bigger, and there's nothing wrong with it per se, and a lot of the stats on what obesity does to people is not accurate anyway. But then again, I think we should draw a line here, like not extreme obesity, just a bit bigger, right? And there are a lot of those public personas who are a little bigger but extremely flexible and agile, you know, able to dance, move, everything. And that kind of active lifestyle is great. So allow people to be whatever body type they are naturally, if it's not through some sort of extreme eating habits, then let people be. It's fine as long as they're active. Yeah, I guess that's a key message I want to share. So officially, thank you for tuning in, and as always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.